It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
A third of us, U.S. Americans, routinely sleep fewer than 7 hours a night. And that's a lot. I mean, that's really isn't by choice. Overly committed lifestyles and stress, unhealthy habits plague our ability to get a good night's sleep. Now, what is going on inside our body, and what can we do to improve our sleep? All right, two bodily processes impact your sleep. Number one, your body has to have its own sleep-wake homeostasis. And what that is a state of balance. Now, it naturally creates restorative time for itself as long as you let it. The other critical process is our circadian biological clock. This is another name of it is called the internal clock or biorhythms. It regulates a 24-hour cycle within our bodies consisting of patterns of brain activity, cell regeneration, hormone production, and many other biological activities. Now, this circadian rhythm is controlled by the hypothalamus in our brain. Small little area, and it's literally our body clock's timing is set by the light and dark cycle around us through our day, light and dark. So light exposure is key to sleep. It's really a fascinating process, and anytime light, whether it's natural or artificial, hitting your optic nerve, the nerve that's in the back of your eyeballs, it transmits a message of awake to the SCN. SCN stands for suprachiasmatic nucleus, and that's the reason why I'm calling it SCN, because it's such a long word. Anyway, it's a group of cells in the hypothalamus in our brain. The light triggers produces an elevation in our body temperature, in our hormone cortisol, and reduction in sleep hormones, and many other physiological changes that gets us up and going in the morning. Now, alternatively, when our eyes are not being stimulated by light, it tells the SCN in the hypothalamus that it's nighttime, and that nighttime is for restorative rest. Now, the SCN is really important because it instructs our pineal gland that produces melatonin and serotonin to help us relax and sleep. And our body temperature drops and our bodies get really ready for sleep. Now, why is this important? Because, you know, when you think about it, all of this electricity before electricity, we had, you know, the artificial lighting. People went to bed when the sun went down and got up when the sun came up. And, you know, that they likely got a good night's sleep. So probably at least 10 to 12 hours and a lot of restorative sleep. Well, with now modern times, electronics, all these distractions, all this light hitting our eyes, it really messes up with our natural light and dark rhythms. So what we want to do is we want to maintain a healthy sleep cycle, sleep hygiene. You will improve your immune system. You'll get stronger and your immune system, you'll get less illnesses so we can fight these infections. You'll also improve your mental clarity and memory skills, improve your energy level, and even improve your ability to lose weight. Now, why do I say lose weight? Oh my gosh. This is, you know, what the researchers are showing is that sleep can affect many hormones in our body, especially these two that relate to appetite, ghrelin and leptin. Now, ghrelin is what's produced in our gut, inside our gut, and it stimulates our appetite. And while leptin is produced in our fat cells, and it sends signals to our brain saying, hey, I'm already full. You know, I always say my mantra, go away, ghrelin, love you, leptin, because I want more leptin to curb my appetite and don't want more ghrelin since it increases my appetite. So really important that you understand that sleep really helps. And there's studies done at Stanford University, University of Chicago, that when you get more sleep, or let's say this, if you restrict sleep, then leptin goes down, ghrelin goes up, and that means you have more appetite, you eat more, and you actually eat more calories and carbohydrates, more calories and carbohydrates, which then will increase your weight gain and increase your fat deposition, increase your sugar insensitivities or insulin sensitivity. So it's really important that we deal with this. Now, I want to tell you a few things how to maintain a healthy circadian rhythm. What you want to do is you want to wake up and go to sleep at the same time every day, even on the weekends, and get 8 hours of sleep. If you can get 9, that's even better. And don't take naps if you can help it, because if you take naps, then it'll confuse your body clock. Number 2, turn off all your lights at nighttime. Ideally, dim it as soon as the sun goes down, and definitely at least 1 hour prior to bedtime. And what you want to do is that you want to ensure the bedroom to be very dark. And what I do is I wear an eye mask to definitely close up, take all the light out of my eyes. And that little eye mask is a godsend for me, so that there's nothing triggering that pineal gland or turning off that pineal gland and producing melatonin. Another thing you could do is make sure that in the morning you wake up with sunshine hitting your eyes. You want that sunshine hitting your eyes so that your body's ready to wake up, and it'll turn off the message to your brain saying, hey, I don't need any more melatonin. All right, you know, when people have seasonal affective disorders, and especially in the wintertime, and you're living in areas where it's upper in the higher levels in the northern countries and hemisphere, then there's not enough light to wake you up in the morning to turn off that melatonin. So some people get what's called seasonal affective disorder, where you feel tired, you're sad, you're depressed, you eat more. Well, it's because you need more light. So those individuals, I highly recommend for you to get a light box. I love those natural light boxes that you can use. And every day in the morning, you turn it on for about 30 minutes with your arms. It's like an arm length. So this light, full spectrum light box is in front of you about 3 feet away. And you're just, you can use it, you know, when you're having your tea in the morning and getting ready for your work. Now, so really important that you do make sure that you go to bed early. We don't want to, even if you get 8 hours, let's say, and it's from 1 a.m. to 9 a.m., that's not healthy sleep to me, because you're really moving the shifting of your sleep pattern, where you're not getting the benefits of the healthy hormones that are good for rejuvenating. We sleep because we need to rejuvenate ourselves and replenish ourselves. And that happens when at night, when the growth hormone goes up and melatonin goes up. But if you shift it, then that means that you don't get enough of those very, very important hormones. So it's important to try to sleep anywhere from 10 to 6 is a good time. That is 8 hours, or at the latest 11. But melatonin really does start to be produced as about 8 to 9 o'clock. And that's the reason why little babies, kids, go to sleep so quickly. Now, one of the things that you want to do is create a bedtime relaxing ritual. Really important. You want to create rituals every night. Cool down your body. You could have a nice little lavender bath. Turn off the lights. Of course, listen to really quiet, natural music. Turn off all your computers and ensure that all of the electronics are turned off, because you don't want that stimulating. That electro pollution can definitely stimulate you. Don't have any nicotine, caffeine, and alcohol, you know, in the nighttime especially. And it's because it will increase your cortisol level, and that stimulates the nervous system and definitely reduces restful sleep. All right. Also, I wouldn't drink any water. A lot of water or excess amounts of tea, even decaf tea, past 8 o'clock, because what it'll do is it'll make you urinate, and you don't want to do that when you wake up. Pumpkin seeds. What do I want to do is tell you about things that you can take to help you with sleeping. Pumpkin seeds have the highest dose of tryptophan per serving. Tryptophan is an amino acid that turns into 5-HTP, and it increases serotonin and melatonin, and relaxes your body and promotes sleep. You know, I talk a lot about also in my book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, that you've got to change your environment so that all of the allergens don't bother you. Remember that. Number two, phosphatidylserine. When it comes to supplements, I love that because it actually turns off the cortisol level in your body, helps your body rest, and it's excellent to help you with your cell membranes. Melatonin, you can take melatonin. It's the only thing, a supplement out there that does not turn off your ability to make melatonin. So this is a naturally occurring hormone, and that helps you with a sleep-wake cycle, and it will help you with anyone who's suffering from insomnia or can't get deep sleep and it's interrupted. GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, neurotransmitter that helps the brain and body to relax. I love magnesium, which is a mineral, very important for controlling blood sugar, but it also really helps for sleeping and relaxing. So, you know, there's so much you can do. So much you can do. There's a lot of studies out there now that shows that sleep deprivation can impact the hormones of insulin and regulate our blood sugar. So really, it's clearly important, for vital for your health, and you really need sleep. So follow these tips, improve your nighttime sleep habits, and keep your circadian rhythm clock humming. Until then, this is Dr. Suzanne. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to serve you. I'm dedicated to helping you feel great and be your best. This is Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. See you next time. Stay well.